Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee is losing rural hospitals at an alarming rate. The state has the highest rural hospital closure rate per capita in the country, and that makes it harder for people to get treatment. For our Healthcare Hollow series, WUOT's Pierce Gentry reports from Jellicoe.
A little over 2 years ago, a piece of paper was taped to the front doors of the Jellicoe Regional Hospital in Campbell County, announcing its sudden closure. Since then, the town's mayor and board of aldermen have made several unsuccessful attempts to attract a company that can reopen the region's only hospital. It's made life more difficult for the roughly 2,000 people who call the former coal mining town home, like retiree Debbie Staniford. The closest hospital is 30 minutes by interstate, though many opt instead to drive as far as an hour to Knoxville for better care.
So we need our little hospital here. There's so many sick people here, elderly people here, that need a closed hospital that don't have transportation to go an hour away.
Staniford says she hasn't sought treatment for a tumor on her back in quite some time because it's difficult for her to make the drive south to Knoxville or further north into Kentucky. City leaders say they're working to get the hospital reopened as quickly as they can, though they wouldn't agree to an interview to discuss their plans. I'm Pierce Gentry, WPLN News.
A high school student injured in the Antioch High School shooting is suing the company behind a gun detection system that failed to identify the assailant's weapon. In 2025, a student opened fire at the school, fatally shooting a 16-year-old classmate and himself. Another classmate, Antonius Hanin, was also injured. He filed the lawsuit. OmniAlert was used by Antioch High School at the time of the shooting. The lawsuit alleges the software was marketed as capable of detecting firearms before a shot is fired, but failed to disclose limitations related to camera placement or lighting. After the shooting, school leaders said that the distance and angle of the assailant's weapon was an issue, but that the system was functioning. It was activated when police later drew their weapons. The lawsuit also cites other instances in which it failed, including a false alert at a high school in Maryland. In that case, the system flagged a bag of Doritos as a weapon.